thank you, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess the big question is Timmy Jernigan.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you?
Very excited. You know, he's a guy that he's an awful, rugged player. He's a tough kid. He's come from a great program. You know, I had a chance to evaluate about a half a dozen of his games on tape. He's got a lot of Raven traits. There's a lot to like about this guy, and I think he's gonna fit in well.
CB, Keith Mills back at the station. I'll be seeing you in a little bit, but yep. you got Brandon Williams last year. You got Timmy this year. You still have a young D'Angelo Tyson. I know you guys are real high on. With two veterans, Haloti Ngata and Chris Canty, and Terrence Cody as well. Good blend of veterans and young guys?
Perfect blend. You know, the guys we got, we think the veterans we have, they provide a good leadership for the young guys. They, you know, the young guys can kind of look at them and learn how to become a pro, learn how to practice, learn how to prepare. And, you know, that's as big as anything in this business. And, you know, Haloti and Chris and TC, you know, they will do a good job of bringing these guys along.
Coach, you look at the size of Timmy Jernigan, and it doesn't jump off the page, 300 pounds. Is that a concern? Is that undersized by today's defensive tackle standards?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, he is a he's an awful powerful man. He's got very, very strong hands, very heavy hands. You know, he can really, you know, lay into a block very well. You know, he's a very good athlete, and, you know, he's got awfully strong hips. He'll do a good job of keeping people off his body and you know, working through trash on the line of scrimmage. He'll do a good job of that.
Hey, CB, John talked about this last night, John Harbaugh, this being strong up the middle. You add Timmy Jernigan, obviously, with Haloti and a couple of your other guys there.
Right.
Linebacker, of course, right in the middle of the field. You got two young safeties, could be with you for a long time. You look at Ed, Ray, Haloti, when you guys won the Super Bowl and all the success you have, obviously not comparing those guys to that crew yet, but boy, you obviously that's a priority for you guys, because going back to the Super Bowl run, you've always been strong up the middle.
Right. Well, you know, that's an old baseball term, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the catching up through the middle of the infield and the center fielder, but it's also very true. You know, strength up the middle. If we want to be a dominant defense, you know, we really believe that, you know, you build it from the front to the back. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We know we've got a great player in Haloti. We've got an outstanding veteran guy in Chris. Just trying to surround them with enough people. You know, our linebackers, you know, with Buck and, you know, now with CJ and, you know, and those guys. Arthur Brown. I mean, it's a good group. And, you know, I think we've got a really, really good blend to be to be successful in 27.
You got veterans nurturing those guys at every level. You got Darian Stewart nurturing the safeties as well.
Yep.
Hey, CB, before we let you go real quick, what in the world did you and Dean and the defensive coaches bribe Ozzie with going into the draft the other day, man? First three defenders.
One thing we know for sure, you know, our guys up there in personnel, they do a great job in getting the board right. And, you know, it just kind of worked out that way. And we're very happy we did. And, you know, we got some more picks today, and I'm sure we'll get another few Ravens to add to the mix. And we'll